I'm Matt.
I'm Sam.
And they have no idea what we're talking about.
We don't.
But I know what we're talking about.
That's good.
And it's this movie that's coming to theaters on Saturday.
Friday.
I like how he knew. He doesn't even know.
I was thinking about Saturday because that's
I mean, like, I assumed what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about Endgame.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Like, my favorite thing about it is that, like, with the commercials, they don't really tell anything about the story. Like,
yeah.
They're just like, we're like the movie in a way.
It's the trailers are mostly like previous movies. And so you're like, I remember that. And you have no idea what's going to happen in, like, the.
Yeah, it's.
It's so annoying when trailers spoil movies.
Like, oh, yeah, no, 100%. Awful. Like, when they. I think, like, that's, like, the big problem now. Like, there's a lot of that. Didn't Aquaman do that?
Probably.
I don't know, like, knowing
who
Aquaman.
Remembers Aquaman?
I don't know, man.
Aquaman was pretty good.
It was alright.
I'm not gonna watch.
The story was not pretty good.
Yeah, there were, like, lines in there where it's
I think visually cool. That show was, no, the CGI was something. There was, like, some parts that were pretty cool, though. Like, there was, like, some, like, hey, you know, that was exciting.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was better.
Yeah, it was better. I mean, not, like.
I mean,
it wasn't
like.
Yeah, I wish that the trailers like gave some sort of hint about like what was gonna happen in the movies, but also I don't because
yeah.
I want to theorize.
I don't know, man. I like it better with like just absolutely not knowing anything. Well, then again, I don't remember what movie it was, but there was some movie that like kind of showed it as like this real horror movie, right? Like it was just a horror movie, and then when it came out, it wasn't that. Like it was kind of horror, kind of not. You know, like
was it
more.
Was it like Get Out or something?
No, Get Out is horror.
Well, it's more like suspense.
Well, it's more suspense. But like you know what I'm saying. But it was like, it was portrayed in a different way. And so,
yeah.
I guess
like,
I could say.
Split kind of did that.
Yeah. I think that was one of them. Where it was like, oh, this is going to be like a full-on action adventure, but it wasn't.
Well, no, that was like it's going to be a thriller, but at the end, it's like weird, because he's like, got superpowers. Yeah.
You get what I'm
saying.
It's a movie.
It is a movie. It's an M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh boy.
Some plot twists.
I'm not a fan of M. Night Shyamalan, so there's. Well, there's a comment.
I can't.
Last Airbender, we will never forgive you, Shyamalan. It's not gonna happen.
You know what? We need more live action. That's what we need. That is. Wait, am I wrong?
Well. For what?
We don't need more live action.
Yeah, we 100% need more live action. We need like 50 more Disney.
Oh,
remakes.
Live action remakes.
Like Disney live
yes.
action remakes. I thought you meant
no.
like anime live action. I was like, no.
Oh, we need more of that too.
More Netflix
no,
adaptations.
More Netflix adaptations to
yes.
everything.
You guys
you've
see
ever seen.
The Netflix version of Death Note?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've actually watched it.
I didn't watch it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, when I think anime adaptations for like live action, I think of like Avatar: The Last Airbender and Dragon Ball when they absolutely ruined.
Oh
yeah.
It was bad.
That was a sad day. That was a real sad day.
In Dragon Ball Evolution, they called the Kamehameha airbending. It was like.
What? Did they really?
Yeah, that's like an actual word. They're like, it's airbending. It's like. And I'm there, like, as a fan of Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm like, no, it's not.
Oh my god.
You liars.
That's horrifying.
Anyway, Avengers Endgame.
Right? Yeah, right, off track. Okay. What do you think's gonna happen?
Ant-Man.
Stop. It's dead. The meme is dead.
There's,
it's gone.
There's gonna be time travel.
Yeah, you're right.
I think there's gonna be time travel.
Really? That would be kind of like a cop-out.
I think it would.
But
there's
like, gonna be
there's
some
so
serious,
there's
gonna
so
be
much evidence
time
pointing
time.
Towards it. But also knowing Marvel, they might be like, hey, there's a lot of stuff to support time travel, but we're not doing that. So it's,
I just don't want it to be like, hey, you know, your favorite characters died. Why don't we just, like, bring them back? You know what
I mean? I mean, it's a comic book movie.
It's like Bill and Ted, where they just grab each person from the past.
Yeah, they just, hey, can you help me with this?
They, like, go back in time, find themselves, and they're like, hey, we're just gonna bring you into the future after the point where you die.
Oh, yeah.
So that way, you're still alive, but technically you're dead.
Because that's how it works.
Yeah.
Logic.
There's gonna be like a paradox or something though, and they're gonna be like, well, now we gotta kill you.
Well, now we gotta kill you again.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, wait, so like... Yeah, I don't think they would bring back every character.
I don't think every character.
I feel like that would be really disrespectful to Stan Lee and Marvel itself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, just to be like, it was all a dream, you know? Like,
so,
that kind of...
with the end of Twilight?
Yeah.
did you see the... How did you see that they're making like a Loki TV show? I don't know if they're still doing
out
it.
Out of what?
Now.
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
What out of what? Like what Loki TV show?
Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Well, you have that too. Yeah.
So it makes me wonder: is this going to be like before all the Avengers stuff? Like, is Loki still going to be dead in the cinematic universe, or are they bringing him back again?
Well, the Black Widow movie is confirmed to be a prequel. That's on its way. So, then.
I wonder why.
Yeah, she probably gonna die. She gonna die. Matt Pett said she's gonna die.
Matt Pett says she's gonna
if
die.
If Matt Pett says it, it's true.
It's not, yes. Because he gets all those wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody got that?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. No, it's fine. No, it's cool, dude. It's whatever.
We don't
fine.
Listen to you.
What was that?
You are here for moral support only. So what about, alright, so we have like,
time
how it's gonna
popular
end.
Popular theory. What do you think Captain Marvel's role in all this is gonna be?
She's gonna beat up Thanos.
She's gonna punch him real hard.
He's gonna hit him. That's what he's gonna do. I know that. I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait for when they hit Thanos with punches, when they hit him.
Speaking of that,
that's gonna be good. What? No.
Like in the trailer, like Black Widow's like shooting a target with like a gun, right? And it's like, well, if Doctor Strange couldn't really do anything to Thanos with all his magic, what are bullets gonna do to Thanos? Huh? All
right, I got an idea. Thanos, I've come to bargain.
Thanos, we're here to show you affection and love. That's how they're gonna win. It's like he doesn't know what love is, you know?
Some people think they're just gonna have like a bigger villain show up, which I think's definitely not gonna happen.
No, I don't think
but someone's like, I saw somewhere someone's like, Galactus is gonna show up and they're gonna team up with Thanos.
And then the Fantastic Four will show up.
And that's how they're gonna bring the Fantastic Four.
Or Avengers Endgame, Thanos 2. It's just a bigger Thanos. He's green now.
Thanos is like, I cloned myself, guys.
It's just Dwayne The Rock Johnson, that's it.
Oh man, imagine, like, going back and watching Infinity War, but they, like, secretly reshot it, but with Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Thanos.
Nobody would notice. That would be pretty cool,
though.
No
CGI or anything, it's just Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's there, looks exactly how he does normally, but he's like, I'm Thanos.
Yeah, no, he has like a little like.
The only thing is that they CGI the chin on.
Yeah, they put the chin on him.
Would they make him purple, or is he just.
No, he's just.
He's
the
just
chin is purple.
The chin is purple.
Okay.
The chin is purple.
Now that's a good get up, my guy.
Yes.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. Avengers Endgame, Thanos goes to prom. Oh, man.
Right.
Oh, that's why. Prom was always, like, really, like, packed when he went. And so now he wants to, like, you know.
Oh, he wants to get rid of half the people so he can actually dance at prom.
Exactly.
I get it now.
The, like,
and
bigger chance of him getting prom king.
It even makes sense because it comes out after Spider-Man Homecoming, you know. Homecoming
right.
Prom. The sequel. It's a sequel the
Sam's
whole time.
It was a sequel.
Be careful, Marvel.
I've done
come
it.
After you.
I've done it. I did it. I can now direct things.
Here's your question: is Loki really dead again?
That's what I was thinking. I don't think he is because of the fact that they're making a TV show. Because I don't know how many seasons they could get off of before Avengers.
It's true.
Or
I hope
like
he
before
dies.
Thor.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Unless we're watching like a show
sure.
with like. Baby Loki running around. He was like, I'm adopted.
That's
exactly what Loki sounds like, right?
Yeah, he goes around a lot and talks about his adoption, you know?
It's like, I was secretly adopted and no one ever told me. I'm so upset.
We know, Loki. Leave us alone.
I can, like, turn blue and stuff. We know, Loki.
You want to see magic tricks? Like, no, Loki, not again.
Get away, man. Go to your corner. Think about what you did.
It's like, it's not a phase. I'm going to go take over Earth now.
I'm going to help out Thanos.
But then I'm going to get killed by Thanos.
Mm-mm. No, they're buddies. He wouldn't let that happen. Oh. Wait, so when he snapped his fingers, does that mean he had like a 50% chance of him dying as well?
Good question.
Or is it, was it,
what
or
if he just snapped and he turned to dust and he was like, oh, well, I wasn't expecting this.
Like,
didn't
only
see that
him?
Coming.
Well, like, just only him?
He's just 50% of everything with the exception of Thanos.
If it's 50% of everything, no. Why
what if he...
If it's 50% of everything, why didn't three of the Infinity Stones turn to dust?
Well,
I think it's life. Are Infinity
it
Stones
is life.
Alive?
No, the real question is, why didn't half of the trees go away?
Because...
Those are
shut
living.
Shut up, Sam.
What if Thanos snapped his fingers and then John Wick's dog got dusted? And that's what's going to happen in Endgame.
I like that. Got
He's
dusted.
He's going to punch Thanos.
He got dusted. Thanos gets people dusted.
I've heard a theory that what if Thanos did get snapped, and that's where he is at the end of the movie when he, like, sees little Gamora, he's, like, dead, or, like, in the Soul Stone.
He's in heaven now. I mean, maybe. That could be it. But, well, no, because he teleported away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he
you know,
was
and
just,
he
like,
went, he went to the big opening head. To where he sat down and was just chilling. You know?
Yeah, he was Farmer Thanos.
Farmer
Thanos.
It's not a lot, but it's honest work.
It ain't much.
It ain't much. That's what it was. Okay.
And imagine, like, going to, like, the store, and you go into the produce section, and it's, like, grown on Thanos' farm. And you're like, oh, alright. Turns out it's a 50% chance on whether or not your produce is poisoned.
You know, they
I'd buy some.
Just a chance to roll the dice. I have a gambling problem.
just to give to my friends.
It's like guys.
The game's
guys.
Have begun.
Hunger Games.
Except you're eating something, so it's not. It's like eating
It's
games.
Like the Hunger Games, but like you're actually hungry and it's
yeah.
a game.
You're like, hey, are you hungry? You're in the Hunger Games now.
Don't say. Think about what you just said, Sam.
I am.
How you feeling?
Not too good.
Alright, cool. I'm sorry, just to play on words with Hunger Games is, you know.
I tried.
It's good effort. It's good effort, and I'm proud of you. Do you think Thanos has a handshake?
Is a handshake?
The fanshake.
Well, I mean, like you know how in poetry tournaments, or like, well, I don't know.
Specific.
But like in poetry stuff, they would like snap. Like,
yeah.
You know? I don't think Thanos.
I hope Thanos doesn't like poetry.
Yeah, I don't think he likes poetry. I hope he doesn't like poetry.
Man, can you imagine? I saw on how it should have ended, like Thor.
He ended up getting the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, he
gauntlet.
Got the Infinity Gauntlet. And he was like,
oh, this is good music.
Just.
But like, what if you die? They all die.
Yeah, because he's listening to music. It's some good tunes. Just snapping along.
Wait,
so here's what's actually going to happen in Endgame.
Okay.
Slips is going to show up.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take the opinions.
Very few people are going to get this
reference. Nobody's going to
no
get
one's
that.
This reference.
Unless
we
watch
we play Dungeons and Dragons, and there's a character named Slips, and
is.
He takes pants.
He takes the pants. He doesn't wear pants himself.
He just takes the pants.
But he takes people's pants.
I thought he had pants that are made of, like, pants that he's taken.
Mm-mm.
No, that's
he has a necklace. And also
yeah,
a pocket dimension.
Of course.
Yeah, he has its own pocket dimension, but it only holds pants.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a useful pocket dimension. It just holds
it is
more
to
pockets.
Him.
How dare you? It is very useful.
It's a pocket dimension that holds more pockets.
Yes. It's a pocket
dimension. With pants
dimension.
Attached to the pockets.
With pants attached to the pockets.
Mm-hmm. I
yeah,
have a wide variety of pants.
I mean, we can talk about D&D now if we want.
Well, end the episode and start a new one.
Yeah, yes. It's just in.
It's just in game.
In game? I get it.
You get it?
We got him.
I.
Did we?
Well, I guess we're bringing this episode of Nerdcast to an end. Oh, you got me. Okay. But we bring this episode about in game to an end. But before we end this episode, I hear that these two guys are starting their own podcast.
Yeah, we are. It's gonna be a lot more chill though. It's not gonna be a live stream, of course. Yeah, audio's too low now. Is it? Where is that?
No, that was way earlier.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fine now.
Yeah, maybe. It's good. It's loud in our ears, but then it wasn't loud.
Oh yeet! I see. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we're making a podcast. It's just gonna be like a, it's not gonna be streamed, but you know, we're gonna have like clips of the podcast and the whole podcast kind of uploaded, and it's gonna be fun. We're gonna do MS Paint stuff.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, and probably look at stock photos. But other than that, yeah, that's just kind of how it is.
Sometimes both at the same time.
Sometimes.
If we're feeling fancy.
If we're feeling
subscribe
fancy.
Subscribe to these guys on the YouTube. It's Yam Productions.
That's right, Yam Productions.
Mm-hmm. Yam Productions. That's it, Sam. Yam.
Not
yam.
Sweet potatoes.
Yam.
Yams.
Yam.
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 Yam.